Welcome to Season 2 of the To Health With That podcast, where we break up big health topics into small bites. I'm Amy, and this season I'll share all the tips, tricks, and hacks you need to get healthy with an MTHFR mutation in a step-by-step, week-by-week process. I can't wait. This week, let's talk a little bit more about patterns you might find in your symptom tracking for MTHFR. I know, I can hear you rolling your eyes at me already, but symptom tracking is huge, and it's a valuable part of this journey, so just get used to me talking about it. By now, I'm hoping that you have a feel for how your symptoms usually look, and how they look when something's going on, or at least some inkling that there are times when different symptoms seem to get worse together. Part of this whole process is decoding which symptoms mean what for you, so that you can actually begin to tackle them in an appropriate way. Now, for women, we have the added complication that all of our symptoms tend to also change with our cycle, which can be hugely frustrating and make it a whole lot harder to keep track of what's doing what, but we'll talk about that too. For MTHFR specifically, there's a few patterns that I want you to watch for. Those are your normal, right? Your normal symptoms and your normal pattern. Your detox symptoms. Bucket symptoms, which may be similar to your detox symptoms. We'll talk about that. Your too much methylation symptoms. This is like the symptoms you would get if you took too high a dose of 5-L-methyltetrahydrofolate. And for women who are menstruating, your hormonal symptoms. So let's talk about these one by one. Your normal symptoms are, as you might expect, the things you struggle with on an ongoing basis. This is the easiest pattern to nail down because it's probably why you started this journey in the first place. Chances are you can already rattle these off to me, no problem. But this is your baseline. Your detox symptoms might be a little bit harder to nail down. Detox symptoms happen a lot on the MTHFR journey, simply because most of the work around MTHFR deals with unpacking unfinished business out of your backlog and finishing it. And lots of that business is toxins that you just couldn't get to the first time around. So detox comes up for us, and it often mimics a mild hangover. There could be some irritability or easier frustration, brain fog, mild nausea or stomach upset, headaches, stiffness, even a faint feeling of fullness or tenderness in your abdomen, especially around the right side where your liver lives. For me, there is always a good degree of achiness and joint pain, but that's also my body's go-to distress signal. Days with detox symptoms will seem to arise apropos of nothing, right? No warning, no real rhyme or reason, and typically without the fun that precedes a normal hangover. It can seem like you're getting broadsided by these bad days, but it's actually your body doing a lot of hard work and proverbially biting off more than it can chew. Unfortunately, I don't know any way to eliminate these days completely, but recognizing them can help you to take some proactive steps to minimize your symptoms. It also helps to understand that your body is actually working on something good, not just randomly breaking down all over the place. Some of recognizing this pattern will be time and familiarity. And it really helps if you're watching out for it. Geek out with your symptom tracker for a bit and see if you can spot some detox days. Now, your bucket symptoms might actually look similar to your detox symptoms. Your bucket, if you'll remember, is all the stuff that your body has to deal with, like today, right now, on a daily basis. This is the foods that you eat, the air you breathe, the water you drink, the stressors in your life, the chemicals you're exposed to, day-to-day junk. Bucket symptoms, then, appear when your body has to deal with more than it can handle. This means that an actual hangover, although it's, you know, the classic detox symptoms, is actually a bucket symptom because this is what happens when you put too much alcohol in your bucket, right? It's actually legitimately both detox and bucket. But bucket symptoms can also come up during allergy season, right? Allergy season is a bucket problem, so many of you are familiar with what that overflowing bucket feels like. Also, bucket symptoms can be the headache you get after walking through the perfume department of a store, or the fumes that you get after you paint the house. They can also be symptoms that might arise after you eat a food that you're sensitive to. For example, I get bucket symptoms if I choose to eat wheat. I know I'm going to get them, and I know they're going to come up, but occasionally I choose to eat wheat anyway. These symptoms include blocked nose, puffy face, stiff body, painful joints, foggy, disconnected brain. It's not pretty. I also get bucket symptoms in the perfume department, but those are far milder, more along the lines of, like, headache, brain fog. These symptoms are a direct response to something that you actually physically encountered, right, from your environment. Usually these are easier to spot than other types of symptoms because you know the trigger, too. You can see it. There's also symptoms of too much methylation or too much methylfolate or too much SAMe or too much of whatever methylated thing you're taking. At some time during your journey through MTHFR, pretty much every MTHFR person hits this wall, right? This is the I took too much methylfolate picture. It could also be caused by too much methyl B12, too much SAMe, too much trimethylglycine. In any event, these symptoms typically happen following a dosage change, and so that can help you to identify them. But occasionally, they happen, out of nowhere. Bear in mind that the symptoms aren't always the day after the dosage change. It can easily be 2 weeks after a dosage change, which is why I like to take this journey so slowly and methodically. If we get too fast, you might have increased your dose twice before the symptoms from the first increase show up. And believe me, that's a fresh hell you do not want to enter. These symptoms typically look like anxiety, intrusive thoughts, increased frequency of panic attacks or panic attacks that you've never had before, manic energy, unpleasant energy, agitation, sometimes itchy, prickly, tingly feelings in your body, sometimes visual changes. It's generally not fun. But all of us will probably be there at some point because part of getting through the backlog that comes up on the MTHFR journey is actually pushing your body to go through the backlog. And that means gradually increasing your dose. There's also the messy matter of hormonal symptoms. So women on the MTHFR journey have this added complication. Now, having the MTHFR gene means we have a bit of a harder time processing hormones to begin with. And if you have a double whammy with MTHFR and the COMT gene, well, sorry, sisters, I'm with you too. That means hormone processing is just gonna be a bumpy road. I talk a bit about why MTHFR and estrogen are in bed together in Season 1, Episode 7, and if you want a refresher, that's a really good place to start. But for hormone symptoms, it helps to combine your symptom tracking with period tracking or cycle tracking so that you can start to notice patterns. Now, most of us are familiar with the times of the month that are the hardest for us, so you probably know all about your hormone symptoms already, but occasionally you'll find a symptom that's associated with your cycle that completely surprises you. Typical hormone symptoms include cramping, bloating, acne, skin changes, mood changes, headache, food cravings, even weight fluctuations. Less typical symptoms can be anything from swollen ankles to dizziness to nausea. It all depends on your body. But when you're tracking symptoms, be aware that symptoms can happen at any point in your cycle. We know they're hormonal because they happen at the same point in your cycle most months, but the point in the cycle varies. It can be premenstrual, during your menses, during ovulation, or really any other time, right? Key here is that it repeats lots of cycles at the same time. Okay, so you have symptoms. Now what? So knowing there are different symptom patterns can actually help to bring some order into your life, partly because when your body's doing something bizarre, you understand it a little bit better. It isn't just another bad day. It's a bad day because of something. Partly, also, because if you understand what's causing these bad days, then you can take active steps towards fixing it. That's huge. All of a sudden, you go from a person besieged by all kinds of bad days to a person who's responding appropriately to those bad days and gaining control. In the next few weeks, we'll talk about some strategies around these different kinds of bad days and how you can learn to listen to what your body's telling you. And also, how you can learn to respond in a way that makes your body feel better. This is the start of a long and glorious conversation with your body that can bring you to an entirely new level of health. So thanks so much for listening today, and if you enjoy the show and want some different ways to connect, consider becoming a patron on Patreon. There's a Patreon-only podcast, if you're interested, called MTHFR Stories, and as you might guess, it's stories from MTHFR folks just like you. Ideas about what has been most helpful for them, and memories or stories about their MTHFR experience. Thanks for listening.